Good morning, and I am Mike Hagan. Thanks for joining me as well. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio. It is your community radio station. You're listening to it here, 89.5 FM, also live streaming on the web at kopn.org. And it is just about 9 o'clock on a lovely Friday morning, 22nd of June, 2018. Thanks for joining the program. This is Open Mic Radio, and my name is Mike Hagan. I'm your host for the next hour, and we'll be talking with a good friend of mine here in the studio in just a few minutes. I'm going to keep you in suspense. Not going to tell you who it is yet. Actually, I'll probably play a song here by him to begin with while we get settled down, and then we'll come back with this guy right here. His name is Tim Carey, and this is a song called Carry Me Back Home. There you have it, everybody. That's Tim Carey singing a song from a record called The Mule and the Mountain, which I'm pretty sure Tim made that maybe 5-6 years ago, but we are going to say hello to my good friend, Tim Carey, who is kind enough to come down to the studio and hang around with me for a little bit this morning. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Let's see which mic. You're on the green. I don't know if I like that. Get right on that mic and let me see.
Hey.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Before I get going, Tim, I want to say thanks to Phil Sean Johnson, who came down last week and spent the hour here in the studio. We talked about the Jane Doe review, which was a great success last weekend at the Blue Note. And they're actually performing again tonight in Kansas City at the Record Bar. So if you're out that way and you missed the Jane Doe review last week, you can catch that in Kansas City this weekend. Actually, tomorrow night at the Record Bar, okay? All right. Also, thanks to all the girls that put that together. That was a great production and continues to be. So, all right. Like I said, tonight, my guest, Tim Keir, tonight. I'm so used to being on the air in the middle of the night. I still can't used to be on the air, you know, at 9 in the morning. Anyway, Tim Keir. Tim is a local singer, songwriter, the lead singer and guitar player for a band called the Ridge Runners. He's done a lot of stuff over the years, though, and we're going to talk with him this morning about his life. All right. So I guess first things first, Tim. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah, definitely. My pleasure.
Where were you born and grew up? Did you grow up around these parts?
I'm from Missouri. I was born in Springfield. Lived. My parents were back to the Landers, so we lived off the grid for about 6 years down.
Really?
Southern Missouri, between Mountain View and Summersville, right on the Jack's Fork River, bordering the Ozark River National Scenic.
As a young person?
Yeah, we lived there for about 6 years. The whole shebang, no running water, no electricity.
No kid.
Outhouse about, 100 yards away. And
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty eye-opening way to live the first, formative years of your life, for sure. I think that's definitely changed my outlook on life.
I bet you learned a lot.
I mean, I wouldn't know if it changed my outlook on life, I guess, because that's all I knew.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Then you came into the city after that?
Moved. I guess my parents decided that they should probably,
They wanted a refrigerator.
Live somewhere where they could, have money to do things for their kids. So
do you remember?
They sacrificed their dream there to move up to the, not quite the suburbs. It was Franklin County, and we lived in Lonedale. They had a gas station and a feed store and a... I think there was a movie rental place and a post office.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything?
All in the same building, of course.
Of course, right? That's efficiency for you. Do you remember anything like from when you were real young, like things that you might have learned from living in that type of a situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's more traumatic memories, like my sister getting bit by a copperhead. She was like 2 years old. I was four.
Whoa.
We were sitting on the cistern, and she decided, I saw it crawl out from under the house and yelled at my mom. And right when I was yelling at my mom, she reached out and tried to pet it, and it bit her twice on the arm.
No,
I remember
kidding.
Her arms swelling up really big and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, definitely. I have a whole bunch of fond memories of that place. My wife and I, Tiffany, who's, I believe, listening right now.
All right,
Tiffany,
hi, Tiff.
We got married down there on the property.
That's right.
It's still in the family and
beautiful piece of property.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely down there. It definitely is. So.
Was there any music in your background in the family?
Definitely. Actually, we were talking before we went on air that I went and saw the LSC tour last night, which is, Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, and Dwight Yoakam in Kansas City. And
right.
I got those tickets through my cousin, who's in the services. He's overseas right now and wasn't able to go. And so they offered the tickets to my wife and I. And we went with two of my other cousins. And
awesome.
Both of my cousins that I went with are big formative parts of me being musicians, as well as my parents. My dad was a guitar player.
Is that right?
Yeah, songwriter. My mom would always, pick the guitar around the house. We always had piano.
Wow.
Things like that to mess around with as kids. And
how many kids in your family?
Four. I've got the older brother, older sister, and a younger
and
sister.
And then your little sister.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She still got a scar from the copperhead bite?
I don't think she does, but she's got other scars.
Don't we
she
all?
Was, she was the one, that there's always the one that breaks bones and cuts themselves and all that fun stuff. So, plus, right. Emotional scars from having me as a brother, probably.
Well, yeah, I can see that. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a music program, so before we talk anymore, why don't you play a song for us and tell some people a little bit about what you're going to play?
Sure. I gotta think about what I'm gonna play, I guess.
Yeah.
But Let me see here. This is a new one, actually. I think we're playing the Ridge Runners. Are playing tomorrow at 11 a.m. down in St. James, Missouri, for we're opening up the Heritage Festival down there at the winery and Public House Brewing. And I think we're going to try to bust this song out for the first time there. I've played a couple times solo.
But so that's tomorrow. Yeah. After you play this, we'll talk a little bit more about that festival.
Yeah, talk a little bit about
that. Yeah. Okay, this is Tim Carey, and you're listening to it here on KOPN Open Mic Radio.
It's an old trope, written in gun smoke, telling your last joke at the end of a rope. And you're not falling, but you ain't flying either, and you can see the ethers through the blackness of your eyes. Pack it in, you ain't got nothing. Give it up before it all gives out on you. You can hold your breath a little longer, but I don't think the angels are coming down for you. It's an old hope, written in thick smoke, betting yourself broke as the river chokes you out. And you're not folding, but you ain't holding nothing. Are you lying to yourself, or are you lying to them? Pack it in, you ain't got nothing. Give it up before it all gives out on you. You can say your prayers a little louder, but I don't think the angels are coming down. I don't think the angels are coming through for you. No, I don't think the angels will interfere for you. Woo! Well, thank you. There was... Before we interject, there was one point I wanted to make before I get a bunch of angry text messages.
Okay.
I'm not the lead singer of the Ridge Runners. There are two other lead singers of the Ridge Runners. We feature three songwriters, and it'd be Justin Hickerson and Noel Feldman as well, who are both fantastic songwriters.
I'd say
2/3 of the time I'm the bass player for the Ridge Runners. So.
All right. Well, yeah, you guys do mix it up a lot. There's a lot of instrument switching and stuff like that. So I think that's a good place to go, actually. Let's talk a little bit about the Ridge. Actually, before we get there, I want to get a little bit more of your background, because you and I have known each other for at least 10 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
I've known you originally as more of a sort of a singer-songwriter, I think. You got involved with Big Medicine at what point? Maybe 2005 or 6 or 7?
It was probably 2008, 2009.
Okay, a little bit later.
Somewhere in there, yeah. I'd been in a band, a couple different bands with Noel, who's in the Ridge Runners. Mm-hmm. He plays drums,
plays guitar. Yeah.
And all that stuff. But in those previous bands, he'd played drums, and we played with Eddie Boster of Big Medicine, you know, Eddie, and at the time it was Charlie and Sam Botts and
right.
Keith Fletcher. It's evolved a bit since then.
Right, Big Medicine's been changing for many years.
At least one chance, part of that iteration there. I took over when Sam left and played bass for, a year or so, and then played guitar for a little while, and Eddie was kind enough to let me add a couple of my songs. But yeah, I really learned. I mean, you know, if you can play in a band with Eddie, you're gonna learn a lot. The guy's just a fountain of wisdom, and just a really cool cat to know. And
yeah, for sure.
It was a real, you know, honor and pleasure to play with them for as long as I did. I got to go down to the studio down in Springfield, which was run by Lou Whitney, who's since passed on, and for probably an 8-hour span in the studio, I think I learned more about music from Lou than I have, you know, learned in my entire life. So, and all that's thanks to Eddie and those guys for having me along, and that was neat for sure.
Eddie's something else. I ran into him at the John Galbraith show a few weeks ago, and hoping to actually have him down here one of these mornings and play a few songs for us. And I think he's going to come to my house and play some music this fall too, hopefully.
Oh, great.
So,
yeah, that'd be really cool.
Anyway, Eddie Boster, if you're not familiar out there, another one of the local, just a legendary musician really around these parts, and a great guy as well. So shout out to Eddie. Maybe he's listening. When did the Ridge Runners get together?
Well, we had around 2011, we moved out to Colorado. Tiffany and I did.
That's right.
About 4 years.
On the Aspen area, right?
Yeah. Basalt, mm-hmm. Right between Glenwood Springs and Aspen there. And while we were out there, Noel and I had been communicating through, maybe we should play one of these songs. They're really weird. They're out there. We can find them on the internet. People don't know about it, but we formed this little kind of back and forth emailing, forming songs. Just sort of free range in these songs, you know, where we were just kind of making stuff up and then sending it and made something up. And, you know, I tried really hard not to try it all, and just everything was off the cuff, off the top of my head, and, you know, a lot of weird delay pedals and stuff like that. And so we were kind of, you know, messaging and continuing our musical relationship. And he moved back here maybe a couple months before we did. And, you know, at that time I was like, oh, I'm moving back, you're moving back. You know, we're going to find some way of doing, you know, making a band. And me and Tiffany moved back and bought a house, and Josh Wright, who a lot of folks know, was looking for a place to live at the time, and he moved in with us, and he's a phenomenal multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, great musician.
I knew him as a really good guitar player, and not many people knew that he even knew what a guitar looked like, I think.
Right,
I mean, he plays
bass
and banjo and those sorts of things in most of the bands he's been in. So I kind of just kept nudging him to, you know, play guitar. So me, him, and Noel went out one night and played a show. And we actually, same show, Justin Hickerson was playing.
Awesome.
Who I had met a few years back, and coming back into town and played a show with him out at the Dome down there in Ashland, which is a house venue that hosts shows sometimes. You know, he was there, and he was like, hey, Tim, I know you were back in town, and oh, man, you guys are great, and you guys want a drummer? And I was like, actually, we have a drummer, but we were wanting a band with two drummers so that they could switch, because Noel doesn't want to, you know, he wants to be able to play his songs. I want Noel to play his songs.
Right.
You want to be able to play your songs. Noel can play drums. And it was just this, it's a real cluster when it comes down to it in some ways for the live shows, because we're swapping around so much. We haven't necessarily nailed the smoothest way to do that, but it's a lot of fun, and you know, lends itself to those 3-hour gigs where you're playing somewhere and it's like, oh, well, you know, I got, you know, 20 songs we can do, and, you know, you got 20 songs we can do, and, you know, you got 10 or 15 songs we can do. This is easy, you know.
Plenty of time, right?
Yeah, we don't even need a set list. We're just trading songs. So
yeah, that's it's quite a band, actually, you guys have put together. Noel's a great drummer, and Justin's a hell of a drummer, too. And, of course, you know, you mentioned everybody knows Josh from around these parts. He's great. So, yeah, you know, Noel's playing for the Royal Furs now.
Noel's playing for the Royal Furs. Yeah, and Justin's with Paul Weber and the
playing
Scrappers.
Paul Weber, we've had Durnley down here a few weeks ago, and we played some Scrapper songs, which, you know, that record that they made, a year ago or so, maybe a year and a half ago, even though they were pretty fresh when they made that, and they've really actually evolved as a band since then. That record's great.
Oh, it's so great. I our CDs, we have a 6-disc CD changer in the car, and I it locked up and won't spit any of those out anymore. But that's one of them in there. Well, I put it in and it never came out again until it broke the CD player. Thanks, Paul.
They probably designed it like that. Dame's probably put some code, you know, in the CD that'll like hack into your CD player and then never let the thing come out, you know. So anyway, good stuff from all these guys. Yeah. The Ridge Runners, though, a show tomorrow, you say?
Yeah. And kind of speaking of, I mean, there's a really cool thing that's going on in our community. Like you mentioned earlier, that Jane Doe, you know, and there's so many great bands. And I was looking at this thing, and there's, you know, two pretty relatively local people that are also playing. Mercer and Johnson is obviously local.
Right.
They tour a lot and, you know, that sort of thing. But
they'll be here next week.
Yeah, they're based out of, but they're going to be closing the thing down tonight down there in St. James for the Heritage Festival. And then Hallie Cairns, who I haven't had a chance to see yet, but. You know, she's more of country solo artist, and you know, I've heard a lot of good things about her, and she's going to be playing a little bit after us today. So it's just one of those things where, you know, we're not that big of a place, but you
today
know,
or tomorrow?
That's tomorrow. Saturday down to St. James.
Okay.
But you know, I was just, you know, kind of bragging on our, you know, little network we have here, where it's, you know, you can't go too far, and you know, I mean, there's big cities, you know, St. Louis and Kansas City aren't that far away, and they've got, you know, their bands and their people. But, you know, when someone's looking for someone in St. James, they pick three people out of, you know, Columbia area to go down and play there, you know. They're not, you know, I don't know. That's a neat thing, I think. So,
yeah,
big ups to our city here.
one of the things that I tend to talk about with guests on the program is the local scene, you know, at what they make of it, but also, you know, their impressions over the years. You've been here for quite a while.
It was about 2002 or so. So
yeah, and I'm always thrilled, you know, and I think it's evolving more and more into a more amazing, remarkable scene. Actually, it's always been pretty interesting ever since I've been kind of involved. But gosh, there are a whole bunch of folks, including yourself, that are really. Really putting out good music around here. What's your opinion of the scene in general?
You know, I really enjoy it. It's one of those things that, you know, over the years you see it ebb and flow a little bit. Being a college town, it's transitional. You know, a lot of people come, a lot of people go.
Right.
I do feel like I've noticed a trend of people staying and coming back, and a little bit of both. And people that have left making it more of a point to come through again. You know, which is something that I did too when I was gone. Which, you know, big reason I came back is every time I came through, I was like, man, what am I doing out here in the middle of Colorado? No one appreciates me. They just want me to play Grateful Dead songs and stuff they can dance to, you know. So I don't want to play songs you can dance to. I want to play songs that make you cry.
That's right.
These people like it around here because it's misery, right?
I just had a flashback of this old Simpsons episode, and I remember Lisa's runs into that guy named Bleeding Gums Murphy, who's just the saxophone player, and he's talking to her about the blues. And she says, so does playing the blues make you feel better? And he says, no, Lisa, the blues ain't about making people feel better. The blues ain't about making yourself feel better. The blues about making other people feel worse.
Exactly. You're leveling the playing field, right?
Well, we like that stuff here, and that's a good opportunity for you to play another one for us. What do you think?
Sure. Here's one that hits. It's early in the morning here, but speaking of sad songs, this is a, you know, there's an epidemic out there of, you know, prescription opioids and heroin and all that stuff, and it's really hit the area that I grew up in there, you know, Lonedale, St. Clair area is particularly hard, you know, I think it was a big meth area when I was growing up, and. People were like, oh, that's finally leaving, you know, that's great. But heroin came right in on its tails, and that's even worse. So
crazy.
This is dedicated to multiple buddies of mine, but wrote it one day waking up hearing about one that had passed. So.
All right. Tim Carey on KOPN Columbia, Open Mic Radio.
I apologize in advance.
Not at all. All right, here we are.
Thank you.
with a needle in your hide. Never did quite get it right, did you, kid? And your mom, she had that car parked out in the barn, covered in a tarp, slowly rusting.
Get my own personal concerts on these Friday morning shows. It's one of my ulterior motives for doing it. And beautiful song, thank you. And an emotional one for sure. I mean, it's the epidemic is real. You know, I mean, this stuff is affecting people everywhere, and it always has. I mean, it's a brutal world, and there are traps everywhere, and I guess it's our job to try to avoid the traps, but. You know, it's rough.
Help people out when they're in them.
Help
too.
Other people out when they're in them. Absolutely, Tim. And that's one of the great things about this group of ours, as a matter of fact, I would say. Not only is it a wonderful music scene, but there's a lot of good friends that that really go out of their way to help each other, I think, and collaborate as well. I'm always amazed by how I never know who I'm going to see playing with who sometimes. Yeah. You know, you go out and it's like, wow, that was great when so-and-so mixed it up with so-and-so,
you know? Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of that going on and really good. All right, you are listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about halfway through the 9 o'clock hour on a nice Friday. It's only going to be like 75, 76 degrees today. Maybe a little bit of rain later, but for the most part, a real nice day. So get out there and enjoy it. And enjoy this message from the Good Food Company.
This program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Jill Rothstein at Good Food Co. Available now at her new location behind Artlandish Gallery at 1023 East Walnut or across the courtyard in Fretboard Coffee's pastry case. Official grand opening January 1st. Good Food Co. offers scratch-baked goods, custom cakes, and catering. For more information, email jillbakes@yahoo.com or visit Good Food Co. on Facebook.
All right, Good Food Co., that's right. And one other thing I should mention to you. tune in Monday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. for the Real Deal Country Show with host Woody Atkins. If you love classic and traditional country music, kind you don't normally hear on commercial country radio stations, and you will love the Real Deal Country Show. Catch Woody every Monday, 3 o'clock till 5. Great stuff here on KOPN 89.5 FM. Speaking of good stuff, I got my friend Tim Carey in the studio with me today, being kind enough to come in on a Friday morning after being out late last night. So the Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, Yoakam show was good?
Yeah, it was really great. I'd never been to Starlight before. It's a really neat theater. I don't know.
Is it outside?
It's outside. It was built in like the 50s. It's just this towering brick thing with a stage on it. You know, it's
cool.
Good seating though, and good sound, and you know, good company. So it was all around good time. Yeah,
I'm sure probably sold out show if I had to guess.
You know, it's a really big venue. So yeah. I don't think it was sold out, but you know, Thursday night and big venue. There were a lot of people there to see Dwight for sure, and the crowd response when he came on was you know, he was definitely a headliner.
Really?
In my own brain, you know, I didn't know. But yeah. Then once I thought about it, I was like, well, yeah, it's Dwight Yoakam.
I guess, and he's got the stroke, I guess, after all these years. But Lucinda's fantastic, and Steve Earle's been one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a powerful tour right there for sure. I saw another one just. Random concert that I went to. We lived down in Colorado. I saw Steve Martin, Emmylou Harris, and Harlow Guthrie at Red Rocks.
Steve Martin playing the banjo.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, with the Steve Canyon Rangers. Yeah, and I didn't know. That was another one where I was like, well, you know, Steve Martin's going to open, right? And then Arlo maybe, or, you know, I wasn't sure. And Arlo opened solo, like, you know, and then I think Steve Martin might have even headlined it. I was like completely flipped on what I thought. Right. I apparently don't know, you know, who's actually popular or not. I just know what I like.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Did they play it all together, the three of them?
Yeah. I think they did. I mean, I think you kind of have to do at least one song together when you're on a tour.
On a tour like that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been watching the Instagram feed of our buddies over there in Europe.
Oh yeah.
And that's always kind of exciting to see what they're up to.
That's a really neat thing for them. Yeah, the Hoot and Hollers, I'm guessing, is who you're referencing.
Yeah, I don't know when they're back. I think maybe mid-July, but...
Yeah, I think it was at least like a two-month deal or something like that.
Pretty,
it was a long while.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. They're in like Serbia or Croatia or something like that right now.
Yeah.
I've been watching World Cup soccer, speaking of that. I don't know if you're in any of that, but my little boy plays soccer, and all of a sudden now I really... love soccer, and man, it's been some great games.
Yeah, I haven't got to catch any, but I do enjoy soccer, and I'm excited that it's you know, 2026 coming to North America.
Yeah.
You know, who knows, it might be right down the road in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put a couple landlocked states in there.
Oh,
you can't just put it all on the East and West Coast.
Right.
Throw a couple in Mexico and Canada or whatever. But
hey, your record, The Mule and the Mountain.
Yeah,
that's the only one that I think that you have. The Ridge Runners recorded any material?
We are currently recording.
You're currently recording.
We've got about 12 songs right now that are pretty close to done. Don't have any release date or anything in mind. We're just kind of playing it loose and doing it as we have the time all together to go into the studio with Will Rees at Central Cellar.
I was going to ask where you're recording down at Will's place.
Yeah, Will, he's doing a great job, and we're having a lot of fun with it, and it should be it's going to be something we're all really proud of when it's finished. So
good, we look
that's
forward.
Why it's taking so long.
All right, we'll look forward to that one. The Mule in the Mountain is a record that you made, I guess, 6 years ago. I'm looking at the title or the copyright there. It looks like 2011, 2012.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I remember you gave me my copy at Widow's Peak. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Years ago, up there in like DeKalb, Illinois or something.
Yeah.
Some farm field up there.
Yeah. Those were neat festivals, those Widow's Peaks were.
Well, that's a... Yeah. What do they do? Was there any continuation of that? Did they turn that into Widow's Harvest?
Yeah, there's Widow's Harvest, and then there's... something called Hong Kong Pizza Party, but most of my connections to that actually live out in Colorado.
Chewy and those guys, huh?
Yeah, Chewy and Cliff and you know, those guys that were in the Folkstringers, Clifton Roy and the Folkstringers.
Right.
Come down here frequently.
I love Clifton Roy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy, great songwriter.
Still playing music out there?
Yeah, I think he is. I think I saw a couple pictures recently of him and Chewy are kind of getting a band together and doing some shows here and there. But
awesome.
Yeah, last I knew, Cliff was slinging Subarus out there in Denver. He said it was like selling camels in a desert, you know. Everyone drives a Subaru in Colorado, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But all right, so when you made this record, The Mule in the Mountain, it was a solo project primarily?
Yeah, pretty much a solo project. My roommate at the time, Tim Horsman, he's out in San Diego
now. He was great.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. But he had a studio at our house, so I just, you know, took advantage of it. So we kind of, you know, we'd sit around and do that. Eddie plays acoustic guitar on there with me. Andy Ream from the Hoot and Hollers plays drums on
a couple of tracks.
There's one track that has drums on it, and I honestly don't know who plays the drums on it. It wasn't a song. It was a little surprise from Tim, who I had recorded this song working for the man since the day I was born.
Right.
After bars, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And forgotten about it, and he found it when he was putting this whole thing together, and had someone that was, he was a drummer in the like Mizzou jazz band or something like that, was doing some recording there with one of his bands, and sat in and just threw some drums on it real quick.
That's great.
Unfortunately, my rhythm was way off, so his rhythm wasn't possible to be on. But it's a fun little ditty. I don't know if we want to play that or not. I might have some naughty words in there.
Well,
but anyway, that song was it's on there. It's the secret track that I didn't know was going to be on there, so it was a secret to me anyway.
I've been working for the man since the day I was born.
Yeah, and
me both, man.
Yep, everyone.
Yeah, you know, everybody works for somebody. I think Bob Dylan said that at one point. Everybody answers to somebody, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so the Ridge Runners tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock at the Heritage Festival in St. James.
Yep, at Public House Brewing there and St. James Winery. They've got a big courtyard there.
It's just
out in that courtyard.
Oh, that'll be awesome out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day for it, too. I mean,
yeah, lots of other music as well.
Yeah, lots of other great music. So,
okay, let's see. What else you got going for the summer?
Got one I'm really excited about. I'm going to take a little jag out to Colorado and play a show with Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
Oh, yeah. The whole band, or are you just...
We're both playing out there. So I'm going to play, Paul Weber and the Scrappers are going to play, and we're both opening for Charlie Parr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I've opened for Charlie a couple other times out in Colorado, which is weird because, you know, he lives in Minnesota and I live in Missouri. I don't know, for some reason that works out for me. And I'm one of the coolest guys, I think, that's out there making music.
Awesome.
Just a really, really neat guy, and I'm excited to see him again and get to play some songs for my Colorado buddies and all that. So that'll be, when is it? I don't know, sometime in August, August 14th,
yeah.
August 18th, something like that.
Right.
That's in La Porte for all you Colorado listeners.
Yeah, all of our Colorado listeners online.
Yeah, swing station in La Porte sometime in August. Look it up.
All right, there you go. Be there or...
Yeah.
All right, let's see. You want to put another song?
Sure.
We got about 20 minutes, so let's get a couple more songs in, all right?
Yeah.
All right, this is Tim Carey and... actually, I'm not Tim Carey. I'm Mike Hagan, but Tim is with me here in the studio, and he's playing some songs for us this morning. I appreciate it, Tim, and we'll hear another one for him right now. This is KOPN Columbia, Open Mic Radio, 89.5 FM. What do you got for us, Tim?
Oh, let's see. This is a little upbeat one, since the last one I played was a real downer. I don't know lyrically it's any happier, but the rhythm's a little more. Whiskey, reefer, and dreams, all I got to keep me free. Say I got devil in me, and I don't pay him any mind. And I was 10 to send a lawman after me. You'll be in jail, son, by the time you're 17. I don't bother them, but they won't let me be. Worry on my mind is that road you can't leave. It's them nights when you can't sleep. It's that ether that you breathe, boy, that's pulling you down. Mm-hmm.
been lost on every road I've ever been on. I lost cash on every deal I've ever bet on. Never know which way I'm headed at any particular time. Every bird is seeking oxygen. Every man is what he hasn't spent. Every life is just an accident. Every death is just a door. It's that road you can't leave. It's them nights when you can't sleep. It's that ether that you breathe, boy, that's pulling you down. It's that road you can't leave. It's them nights you go too deep. It's that ether in your sleep, boy, but it's pulling you down.
All right.
Real surprise ending.
Yeah, it was a surprise ending. A great song. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks.
All right, good stuff here from Tim Carey, one of the singers for the band The Ridge Runners, and also plays the guitar and plays the bass for that band as well. If you're looking for some fun music, you can check them out tomorrow at the Heritage Festival down there at St. James. And I'm guessing that there'll be plenty of other opportunities to see you guys this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of keep your eyes open, your ears open. What's going on this weekend? You got any plans?
Well, I'm gonna. Last weekend, I went down to my parents and tiled their kitchen for them.
Oh, there you go.
So this weekend, I'm gonna go down there and grout it.
Yeah, man.
that's a big place. St. James is halfway there, so that works out pretty well for me.
Well, you got to pay them back at some point, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I owe a lot. Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay. Songwriting.
Yeah.
We haven't talked much about songwriting. Your influences, if give me a few of some of your favorites that have influenced you over, you know, that kind of shaped, I mean, I know you're a diverse guy, and I know everybody has so many people that they like, but, you know, just a few that kind of, you think, bear recognition.
Well, I mean, Steve Earle is definitely one. Neil Young, which a lot of people pick up on pretty quickly, so I try not to mention it too much, but definitely a huge Neil Young fan. Towns Van Zandt, of course. But a lot of different stuff. You know, I grew up a lot listening to classic rock and different things like that. And I grew up in a small town, sort of culturally isolated.
Right.
So you didn't have a lot of options pre-internet. You know.
I did.
Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. So. You listen to. I tried to get as weird as I could with it, but it was pretty mainstream, run of the mill stuff as a younger kid, and really didn't get into more of the indie and out there stuff until I moved to Columbia. But it really is all over the map. I listen to literally everything.
So when you're writing your own material, you're the one that's writing that. As a band, do you guys collaborate, or does somebody do most of the writing, or?
Noel will write a song and bring it to the table, and he has an idea maybe of how it's going to go, or maybe he has a song and someone else has an idea about how it's going to go, or that sort of thing happens. I don't think we've collaboratively written the song at any point. The music for it,
right.
There wasn't Justin came in with a lead guitar part, a bass part, all that stuff worked out in the harmonies, So, we just get together and jam on the songs that someone's already written and constructed, and just build our parts around that. And it's a nice, nice way of doing it, and it's the longer you play together, the easier it gets too. You can kind of understand where a person's going and how a song feels and that sort of thing. So
that's great. And the 12 songs that are on the album that you guys are writing are just a mix of songs from all you guys?
Yep. Basically, we did four each. I figured that was a nice democratic way to do it. I have a vision. I doubt it's ever going to happen. But I have a vision where we have, I don't know, it's corny. I want Josh is also a good songwriter. He just hasn't written any songs for the band yet. So he's working on some, and at some point we'll get his four songs. Then we'll offer for sale like these cheesy little vinyls. I don't know what they'll, you know, if they'll be EPs or what, but there'll be four songs, and we'll just have our face on there. You know, each of our four songs or something.
Right.
I don't know. It could be a popularity contest to spur people to write better songs or something. Probably me. It's like, hey, quit making us sad, Tim, and we'll buy your records.
You know what? We'll have to. I've talked to Josh, and I wanted to get him down here, but he Friday mornings is tough for him, I guess, because of work and for a lot of people. One of these weeks, when we get a Friday off or something, maybe we can talk the whole band into coming down here, and we'll stuff you all in here and play some more music.
Yeah, be a lot of fun.
All right, I'm going to have you play another one for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
We've got only about 14 minutes, so I want to get as many as I can here. We'll do one more on the way out, but this is Tim Carey playing live in the studio here at KOPN Columbia. My name is Mike Hagan, and we'll see what Tim's got for us here next.
This is a... This song's called Pale. It's probably one of my songs that's hung around the longest that I don't hate playing it. I didn't mean for it to happen, but we did record it for the new record. So it's on the Mule in the Mountain. There's a recording of it with this band called Buckley that me and Noel used to be in a long time ago. So there's multiple iterations of this song floating around, and there's about to be another one.
All right, this is Pale from Tim Carey. Back in just a few minutes.
The angels watch over me. eat my feet. They don't give damn, they just walk on easy streets. Oh, they just walk on easy streets. Yeah, they just walk on easy streets.
I was gonna hold that note or not.
I love it. All right, love it. Live music coming to you every Friday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, believe it or not. But so thrilled to have it, and working out just great. I'm real pleased to be doing this program, and mainly because I get to have guys like you come down, Tim. So thank you so much, man.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's a pleasure to listen to it too. We're not working Fridays right now. We switched over to doing 4 10-hour days, but we've been listening to it at work, and
all right.
And it's a morning pick me up for my Friday.
All right, sure. Well, that's cool. We get to couldn't do it without you guys. So, let's see. It is Friday. What are you doing tonight? You gonna go out for happy hour or anything? I think there's Flyover Country playing at Rose. I don't know what else. I know Molly's playing. Molly Healy's playing at Berlin later tonight. But I think the Blue Note's dark tonight, and I don't know. What do you got going?
You know, I didn't have many plans. I got to get up early and go to St. James for that thing.
That's right.
I'm not a morning person, so...
Yeah, and I got you up early this morning, so...
Well, that's all right. Like I said, we switched to those 4 10-hour days. We've been starting at 6. I work in Fulton, so I've been getting up at like 4:45
all
week. So
right.
I'm primed for it right now.
But, yeah, you get used to it. It's hard to sleep even when you want to sleep in, you can't.
But yeah, I got to be on the road and have all my stuff packed by probably 8 at the latest, so... I probably won't be out too late just because I'm not good in the mornings if I am. So,
right.
But yeah, I don't know. I might find something to get into, but I didn't have any plans, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on tomorrow night. I tend to go one night at a time. If you want to find out what's going on in the music scene, listen to Kevin Walsh's show on Wednesday or otherwise, the so-called Good Life. Kevin always kind of gives a rundown of what's happening over the weekend.
Yeah,
and
he's great for that.
Oh, he's fantastic. So, speaking of fantastic people, I have my friend Diana Moxon in the studio with me here. She does a program called Speaking of the Arts, which is coming up in about 5, 6, or 7 minutes or so. And, there's a lot going on in the art world, too, this weekend. I'm kind of catching on because I get it through osmosis, through hanging out with her on Friday mornings here. But Diana will tell everybody what's going on this weekend in the art world in Columbia, which is quite a happening scene. And so always lots going on. It's not First Friday, I guess. That'll happen, on the first Friday of July. That's always kind of cool. But there's always plenty to do out here in Columbia, so... Get out, enjoy yourself, have some fun, and keep the radio locked here at 89.5 FM. I think we've got a recorded piece of material that we're going to start off at the top of the hour, so I don't mind having you play a live one on the way out. So maybe let's talk for a few more minutes, and then we'll have you play one more before you go.
Yeah, got a kind of short, sweet one that'll.
Yeah. What do you? What else you want to say? It's open mic radio, so now you can say anything you like for the next few minutes.
Oh God.
Well, within FCC rules, of course.
I'm not up to date on those, so we might be in trouble.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Just
happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to be alive. Glad to be in Missouri. Happy it's summertime.
How's your beautiful wife doing? Tiffany does. Hey, how about talk a little bit about Tiffany's?
Yeah,
she makes some jewelry.
Yeah,
she
does. She's a silversmith.
Yeah.
So she makes rings and necklaces. And
she should have been at that Art in the Park thing that Diana was involved with a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. She needs to be a little bit more on top of that if you're still listening. And you should put yourself out there a little more. But I know she's very busy. She does, works full time and all that stuff. And takes care of my sorry butt, so
right.
But yeah, she makes beautiful jewelry, turquoise and different things like that. But you can check it out at I think it's on Facebook. It's T.Carey Design. So it's just T.Carey Design on Facebook.
Design, right.
I think she's got an Etsy. It's Dogwood Revival, all one word, Dogwood Revival.
Etsy.com,
and then she does have stuff at Blue Stem, I think. She's
got
a few.
Great.
She yeah, she tries to keep it stocked in there. I think she does pretty well in there. So I don't know what pieces they've got there now, but there's always at least one or two at a minimum there. So.
Well, I see photos of did you ever help her make some of the stuff, or she does that on her own?
No, it's all on her own. I built the studio for her, mm-hmm. but she kicks me out of there. I'm not allowed.
Wow, I mean, she makes some beautiful pieces of jewelry and has some lovely ladies model it as well.
Yeah,
All right, T. Carey Design, and you can find her on Instagram too, and see some of the pictures of some of the things that she does. But all right, that's cool. I'm glad she's doing well, and you got art running all through your gang there. So
yeah, that's the way it should be.
That is the way. You know, it's a crazy world, and as things, you know, things get ugly, and they've always been ugly, and you know, some people argue it's uglier now than it was then, or you know, the truth is, it's a rough place, and you know, the more art, and by that I mean music, all forms of art, you know, painting, sculpture, poetry, music, whatever it might be, you know, you push the pedal to the metal, and the art scene is super important, you know, in a cultural sense. And
the flip side of the things are ugly and they've always been ugly. And things are beautiful and they've always been beautiful as well.
That's right.
So that's where the art comes in.
Well said, my friend. Why don't you let's finish off with one more from Tim Carey here, and then we'll say hello to Diana. Okay.
This is called Back Missouri Way. It's my little celebration I wrote when I decided we were going to move back and get the heck out of Colorado.
All right, fantastic. All right, this is Mike Hagan. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio. Catch Mercer and Johnson here next week, and in the meantime, Tim Carey, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
I got to get back Missouri way. There's a little girl there, she used to care. I got to get back Missouri way. Oh, I did a stray all the way down to Arkansas. Oh, I long for the day when I can sway in my baby's arms. Northbound train, burn down the old floodplain, till I'm back Missouri way. Get back Missouri way. There's a little girl there, she used to care. I got to get back Missouri way. Oh, I did a stray all the way down to Tennessee. Oh, I got to get back to my baby. I'm gonna hide northbound freight, tell my baby I just can't wait till I'm back Missouri way. Oh, I got to get back Missouri way.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tim.